Several newspapers in Britain will be publishing ads with a personal apology from Rupert Murdoch tomorrow. The embattled media tycoon will say he's deeply sorry for the serious wrongdoing at his News of the World tabloid. Murdoch's already shut down the paper in the wake of the phone hacking scandal that engulfed it, and today a key Murdoch aide involved in the scandal resigned. Rebecca Brooks was most recently chief executive of Murdoch's News International company in Britain, but she was the editor at News of the World when the paper hacked into the messages of a murdered schoolgirl. Brooks has denied knowing anything about it. One man who knows her well is Paul McMullen. He was the News of the World's deputy features editor.
I worked for her for 7 years and would do anything to get a story for her. In fact, she praised me once, saying, McMullen, he would turn over his own grandmother to get a story.
And when you say you'd do anything, does that mean you actually hacked phones yourself?
I was certainly in a department where that wasn't an uncommon practice. I got a lawyer sitting on my shoulder these days telling me not to implicate myself. I don't want to get arrested, as 5 of my colleagues have been arrested, and she was the boss, and she's just let her reporters carry the can without ever accepting responsibility, which is, bad leadership. And I saw an example of that. I mean, I left the News of the World when she asked me to go undercover for a full year. This is, within about a month of me coming back from my honeymoon with a new wife and a new baby. She said, "You are a News of the World reporter. You have no personal life. You will do this for the paper and for me."
I'm just curious to know how she had, because, prior to this request for you to go underground for a year, you did hack those phones, your colleagues did. How did she have such sway over, respectable journalists and their ability to do their job?
Well, charisma is a funny thing. How do you define it? I think I said possibly the Jennifer Aniston of the newspaper world. She was the queen bee, and her workers swarmed around her. Everyone wanted to please Rebecca. I'm not quite sure what that indefinable quality is, but she had no experience as a journalist. She was just a secretary. She was plucked from nowhere and plonked into the chair as features editor. I said her main talent was wiggling her hips and winking at an aging Australian who plonked her into that seat.
Rebecca Brooks has denied knowing that hacking went on. I presume that you believe that's patently unbelievable.
She was features editor. I became deputy features editor. I looked at the same budget sheet that she used to look at, and we used to pay private eyes, private investigators, between £2,000 and £4,000 a week to get up to these activities. How can you pay people over £100,000 a year and not ask what they're doing?
Are you concerned at all that you might have to serve time, or is that not even a possibility?
It certainly was. When you get asked to attend Scotland Yard voluntarily to be arrested, you've got to think, what evidence do they have? But I'm fairly sure that I've been told they've only got from me 4 requests of private investigators to do activities which enter into this grey area of semi-legality. I've always said there is nothing wrong with straying into a semi-legal environment if all you're trying to do is to write the truth about an incident or an article. You're trying to research an article that is honest and truthful.
Given the power that Rebecca Brooks had, what does this mean? What does her resignation mean for journalism in the UK now?
Well, if a privacy law comes of all this, making it more difficult for journalists to investigate those who hold power over us, a privacy law could be a bad thing for Britain, bad thing for journalism, bad thing for democracy.
Paul McMullen worked with former News International head Rebecca Brooks at the News of the World.